nobody else who's registered at all.
Okay, so what's your?
I'll move to lay it over one meeting then.
Councilor Mays moves it be laid over to our next meeting in December.
Adjourned to December 2nd.
Adjourned to December 2nd. All in favor? Aye. Contrary? Carried. 20 Marlboro Avenue West.
Maralbo.
Maralbo.
Item two.
Okay, yes, there we go.
Item two is a rezoning at 20 Maralbo Avenue West under file DAZ 220 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item three is a variance at 20 Maralbo Avenue West under file DAV 154785 of 2013D.
Okay, would the applicant please step forward? Oh, John.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
How long have you been there?
Only a couple seconds. You scared me. I didn't think we'd be in council chambers tonight. I'm two of the three applications, so I wasn't sure how many people were showing up tonight. I believe there's one other gentleman here who will likely speak. I'll try to answer any of your questions, though. We're asking for a rezoning to allow the applicant, who I'm acting on behalf of, the owner of the land, went and renovated a single-family dwelling and created his own office in there. He's a professional engineer. He works out of there, but he does not live there. Zoning enforcement, rightly so, took action against him. We're now doing the variances of maintenance is to allow it to continue for up to 5 years. The rezoning is to allow it to occur there permanently. I understand there's some concerns about screening to the west side of the property. I've talked to the planner about it. I've talked to the landowner. He's more than happy to provide screening in the west side yard. That street, Marlboro, if you ever drive down it, and I apologize if I'm saying it incorrectly, I keep thinking of the man with the cigarette and the cowboy hat. There's some houses that back onto it. There are through lots. It's a very mixture street. There's some multiple family down the street from it, a vacant large parcel of land, and only a couple single-family dwellings fronting onto it. The property directly to the east is a vacant parking lot, casually used as zoned commercial as well. It's an interesting little street, variety of uses. This person who purchased land renovated the house. Like I said, he at least brings some liveliness to it. He did a very attractive job on the dwelling. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He's a professional consultant in engineering. He intends to be there for a long term. He used to be on St. Mary's Road directly to the east, and he just relocated here nearby.
Okay, thank you, John. Any questions?
So this is
just, it's a pre-existing building, so he did the work, didn't know he needed to rezone or need a variance, or?
I can't answer that question. I don't think he knew he needed a variance, but he is a person who has been involved in the development business. He's doing a project along Waterfront Drive. He's done a couple apartment buildings out in Transcona, two of them, I believe. So he's not unsophisticated, but I'm not sure if he was aware that his land was zoned residential. The parking lot right next to it, if you look on a map, it's very easy to think that this is part of a commercial land to the east.
Yep, that's fair enough. Okay.
Councilor Swindell, do you have a question?
There's not a lot of people here on this. I just want to make sure you've read all the conditions in the report and the recommendations, and that you or your client are fine with that?
Yes. Okay. Well, especially regarding screening, I had talked to the planner about it and the landowner, whatever is necessarily. The landowner just wants to make things correct, get his proper permits in place, his proper zoning in place, and make everything copiesic with the City of Winnipeg.
I had a question for the planner.
Okay, go ahead.
Question for the planner.
The empty lot that's directly across the street, that's probably a Hastings that's under development right now. There's no concern from city planning that we've got sort of residential that'll be right across the street. It's not a big commercial structure.
No, it was a small site, and then what we did to try to enhance, I guess, protection to the neighboring residential uses is take away the things that might create a bit of a disturbance to residential property owners, and that's where we put restrictions on the signage. Okay. It was among the things. It's a pretty low-level property use that they're asking for. C1 is intended to be in some of these neighborhoods that are more residential in nature. So, and it's also a very small lot, so it has limited development potential on it.
Fair point.
Anything more for John?
I just add once again the developer who owns this building is running his consulting business engineer. He's a lifelong Winnipegger. He's not that old of a gentleman. I expect him to be in there for the next 20 to 25 years before I see any changes to that building. So greatly respect that any kind of conditions that are attached to it, that if something else was to occur there, I believe the city's interests are protected, that something else would have to come forward to this committee again.
Okay, good, fair enough. Please have a seat, and we have one person here for information, Lloyd Cohen. Lloyd, would you like to make a presentation, or are you just here for info? Okay, thank you. There's nobody else in the chamber on this or any other issue other than security. So.